That's right. Time for the movie review with the movie mom, Nell Meadow. She's online at moviemom.com. She's already got her big review for that big movie out this weekend, don't you, Nell?
I do. It opened on Wednesday, so my review is already up. That movie is very big. Doesn't get much bigger than Godzilla versus Kong.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I already told you, I'm Team Kong. I think we mammals have to stick together against the reptiles. But I'm kind of fond of Godzilla, too. I did want just one thing from this movie. I wanted to see King Kong, who, of course, has those big, powerful arms, which mm-hmm. reptiles do not have. I wanted to see him just lean back and give a huge roundhouse punch to the head of Godzilla, and it does happen, and it is awesome. It's like Rocky knocking down Clubber Lang.
Nice. This is a must-watch for you, right?
Yeah, it was. You know, there's a little bit of a human story there, and the ultimate villain, I'm just going to say, is probably the most popular villain in movies. I wrote about that a little bit on my blog, and I'm going to give you one spoiler, so if you don't want to hear this, just cover your ears for a second.
Mm-hmm.
There's a robot Godzilla in the mix. There's a mecha Godzilla. So like the Avengers movies, what makes this fun is the shifting loyalties. Sometimes Godzilla and Kong are fighting each other. Sometimes they're fighting together against somebody else. And so I thought that was pretty fun. There's also a little girl who's deaf and who speaks to Kong in sign language and has kind of this telepathy with Kong. And Kyle Chandler, always welcome in movies, Alexander Skarsgård. But this is really about the CGI characters, and they're very well done. So if you're a fan of Kong or Godzilla or monster movies, you're going to be happy with this one, which is, of course, on HBO Max and in theaters.
I was just going to ask you how the CGI was. So you're saying it's good.
CGI is excellent. This
awesome.
Is my bar for CGI.
Okay.
A lot of times with computer graphics, they pay a lot of attention to getting every hair right, but the characters don't seem to have any weight.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to have monsters like this that are the size of skyscrapers, you want them to weigh a lot. And you really feel these guys have a lot of gravity. And as I said, with a punch, a lot of power. So I like that very much.
If Godzilla and Kong maybe not your thing, is there something else out there for somebody?
Yeah, couldn't be further away from Godzilla and Kong. Barb and Star go to Vista Del Mar. I laughed harder at this movie than anything else in the last few months. Now, let me remind you, this is for adults. It's not for kids.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just want very silly fun, and I am going to do one spoiler here, too. One of my all-time favorites, Miss Reba McEntire, shows up in this movie.
Nice.
What could make it better than that? That's the cherry on top of the sundae.
Uh-huh. That is for sure. What about also,
we've got Wonder Woman 1984.
Okay.
Both of those movies are out on the lower-level streaming platform, meaning they cost less, so you save some money if you waited till now. They're also on DVD. And then next week, we've got Thunder Force, a superhero movie starring, I'm just going to say, two kind of chubby ladies, Melissa McCarthy and Octavia Spencer, Oscar winner Octavia Spencer. It looks so much fun. Watch the trailer, and I'll be telling you all about that next week. That's coming to Netflix.
Awesome. Thanks, Nell.
Bye-bye.